NASA may be shutting down its manned spaceflight program, but it's increasing its presence in a place that's almost as foreign to most humans, the Arctic. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez reports that the agency is wrapping up its first oceanographic mission, IceScape.
What have you guys done to my lab?
After setting up their labs and securing their equipment, about 50 NASA scientists left on Alaska for the Arctic to complete the second phase of the IceScape mission. The team is working to get a better picture of why sea ice is rapidly disappearing in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas. While IceScape is an Earth science mission, there is a space component too. Co-chief scientist Don Perovich says their research will be used alongside data collected by NASA's satellites.
The best way to see the big picture is from space. But what you have to do is every so often check to see what's going on the surface.
Since scientists first began measuring the ice cover in the Arctic in 1979, it shrunk dramatically, about 30%. That's like if
the entire United States east of the Mississippi melted away, plus that column of states from Minnesota all the way down to Louisiana melted, plus North Dakota, plus part of South Dakota.
And according to some IceScape scientists, like Karen Fry, it's only going to get worse.
There are models out there right now that say, on average, there is an expectation that by the year 2037, we will have no sea ice in the Arctic, summertime whatsoever. So what that essentially means is that we will no longer have multi-year perennial sea ice. So the remnants that we may see when we're up there may be some of the last remnants of multi-year ice that we may see, certainly in my lifetime.
While aboard the Coast Guard icebreaker Healy, these scientists will be conducting a wide variety of studies on the Arctic's biology and chemistry. They'll be measuring how thick the ice is and how much light passes through it. They'll also spend time trying to figure out how climate change affects the food web and what that means for animals like whales and polar bears that rely on a consistent food production cycle, says Chief Scientist Kevin Arrigo.
The worry is that things are going to miss the boat. You know, they're going to be there and the peak has already happened and the food is gone, and what are they going to do? And that's a trend that seems to be continuing.
And that impacts subsistence hunters in the region.
It's the indigenous communities and it's the subsistence hunters that really have their daily lives affected by this. I mean, there are indigenous communities now that look at these sea ice maps in order to understand how much gasoline they need to purchase for their fishing boats to get out to the ice edge.
The NASA scientists expect to start publishing their conclusions from the IceScape mission over the next 2 years, but the voyage itself will wrap up in Seward in 5 weeks. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.